Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another installment of our segment, Investing Shorts, where we talk about mindset because it's such a critical piece to making progress in your life, getting out of your comfort zone, and really continuing to be persistent and push towards your goals and live a fulfilled life. So today, happy to welcome back Calvin Chin to the show from the Bay Area. Calvin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Well, if you haven't listened to Calvin's first show, you should go back and check it out when you have time. He was able to successfully leave his job through solely investing in real estate and tells all about that story. Today, I want to ask you, Calvin, about mindset. I know you run a coaching group helping people learn how to generate passive income, make massive impact in their communities through real estate investing. So what are some of your takeaways in terms of like mindset? How do you help people actually make progress towards those goals?
Yeah, so I think every single person that you ever talk to has some kind of limiting belief, has some kind of imposter syndrome, has some kind of fear, right? We all have it, right? And if anyone tells you in real estate that they don't have it, they're freaking lying. Like, there's no, even deals I do nowadays, still, like, you know, we've been doing this for a long time now, like, I still clench up a little bit, like, oh my God, like, is this the right deal? Like, I, you know, you ask all those questions, you have that fear kicks in, right? So, you know, I always say, like, you know, one of the things I always talked about in general is this concept of fear, right? It's like, you know, like, what's the truth behind this? Like, what is fear really? Like, fear is one of those things that it's a defense mechanism that our body gives us. We've all had it since we were all cavemen and cavewomen. When there were dinosaurs trying to eat us, our fear would kick in and say, yo, Suja, like, watch out, don't get eaten by that dinosaur, right? But nowadays, there's no dinosaur trying to eat us, hopefully, right? For your listeners, hopefully. But what there is there's that financial fear. Like, what if I do this and I lose all my money and I don't have a house over my head? I can't feed my kids. And that's what happens. I mean, any deal that I've done that's like a big deal where I'm like, oh my, can this ruin me? And that fear does kick in. It does. I always try to tell myself is three things. One is, hey, who am I surrounding myself with, right? Do I have the right community around me to say, you know, right? Like, it's possible. Anything's possible. Like, anyone, average Joe, you know, can do this, right? And inspire me to take action, keep me accountable for that. That's number one. Number two is, do I have the right knowledge, right? Do I have the right knowledge that will give me the confidence and empowerment to say, you know, I can do this. This is the right. Why wouldn't I do this? Because the numbers make sense. I've stress tested enough to say, you know what? Actually, I'm good. Like, I'm definitely going to do this. And I'm actually more bad if I don't. And three is, do I have the right mentors, right? I think mentorship is something that is overlooked a lot too, especially with YouTube University, right? Where, you know, mentors really are the ones that have been doing this forever and like have got their butt kicked a lot of times. And you know, I remember for me, like when I had mentors, I'd always go to them and say, hey, like, what am I missing here? Like, look at this. Like, look at these numbers. What am I missing? And they'd be like, hey, actually, you're missing this, and this. So I'd watch out for that. And, you know, that's saved me, you know, millions and millions of dollars at this point. And so, you know, if you have those three things, really your fear should shift into not I'm scared to do deals, but I'm scared that I'm on my deathbed one day and I didn't take action. That scares the crap out of me more.
For sure. I think that's such a critical point, like getting to the point where you're like, what is the risk if I don't do this, right?
Yeah.
Like, and like now is the time, right? And so being able to put those things in place so you can feel confident and it's still going to feel scary. I mean, I remember when I bought every time I went through a real estate transaction, and still I'm sure I'd have it, but it's a little bit less now, but I would just stress out, you know? And so we got to have tools to push past that fear.
Yeah, 100%, right? And that's what's going to give you the confidence to say, you know what, I'm good. Like, I will do this. I'm, you know, 100% confident in this deal.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So, and then, you know, how do you actually help people kind of shift their identity into someone who's like, okay, I'm that person that can make this happen?
Yeah, 100%. So a lot of it is belief, right, in yourself. Like what you believe is what's your truth, right? So for example, like I always make sure that, you know, I write out, like I always visualize and write down, and I always try to share what my vision is for my goal for the year and in 3 years too, right? Because when you do that, it's more likely to come true, right? And you know, I can't tell you how many times that I've done like a vivid vision exercise and I write down, I have my notebook in here somewhere from 2019, and it's down to the number, right? That it's exactly the same that I, you know, that I wrote down. And the only way I can like even quantify this, because it's going to sound super woo-woo, right? Like it will, but the only way to quantify this is that, like scientifically, is that like your subconscious brain is working a lot harder than your conscious brain. I think it's like 40,000 bits per minute. Don't quote me on that. But your conscious brain is really working like 4,000 bits a minute, whatever it is.
Totally.
And so if I tell you, Sujit, right now, or anyone in this audience, like, hey, you know, I've been seeing a lot of red cars on the freeway lately. You may not be thinking about red cars on the freeway, but you might start noticing a bunch of them because in your subconscious mind, it's looking out for that now. All right. So the same thing too. I remember when I made that jump from residential to commercial properties, big jump. It's a scary jump, right? That extra commas, extra zeros, right? More risks, you know, all that stuff. And I remember telling myself in the shower once, I'm like, I am an apartment complex investor. I am an apartment complex investor, right? And I remember, you know, a situation came up where an opportunity came up. And a couple of years before that, that opportunity went right over my head, right? And moved on with my life. But because I was there that moment seeking something out that I didn't even know I was consciously seeking out, I jumped all over it. I was like, this is exactly what I wanted, right? Because your subconscious brain was always constantly looking out for that opportunity, right? So, yeah. You know, I love talking about just like the manifestation, writing it down, affirming it, telling everyone you know what your goals are, getting to know other people too. I'm a big fan of the law of attraction too, where it's like, instead of trying to make $1 million a year, why don't you try to help 10 people make $1 million? And I guarantee you that you will probably make $1 million or, you know, have $1 million worth of value back to you somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. So many great nuggets. And, you know, I like that part about like, I'm going to help other people make money. And then, you know, in like setting that goal and raising the stakes by telling other people, right? Such an important way to have that accountability for yourself and to get the encouragement and to get your subconscious working on your behalf, right? Because it is hard to do it all by yourself. And so, you know, to leverage that resource of your subconscious brain is just such a powerful thing. And it's easy to kind of get off the horse with it, I think, and like stop with the mindset work, but it's never too late to get back on, right? And to start being like, okay, no, now I'm going to do my affirmations again. I'm going to track my habits, or I'm going to write out my goals and tell people. And so I think that's one thing for me that's been key with mindset, is that like, I'm not going to execute my plan perfectly in terms of keeping my mindset strong, but it's never too late to get back on the horse. So.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, book that my VA is reading again, and I've read a bunch of times too, that I always recommend is Atomic Habits, right? You know, you read it and you're like inspired, you're getting good habits. And then the end of the quarter, you're like, you're back in your bad habits, you read it again. It's like, oh, I'm back in the good habits again. And it's like, it's just a constant flow, right? Like no one's perfect. Like no one's freaking perfect. But like, if you can create some good habits, you may fall off on it, but just remember to get back on the horse again and get back.
Totally. Such a good point. I love that. That's like a, you know, just that reset, right? Because it's just, this is the nature of progress, right? It's not going to go 100% perfect, but you have to be willing to be like, okay, you know, I did fall off, but that's okay. I'm just going to get back up and keep going.
Yeah.
Never get back up. That's when it sucks, right? That's when, you know, you lose momentum and you lose that opportunity. So really great stuff. Well, thank you so much, Calvin, for coming on and talking mindset with us. It's always such a pleasure, especially to talk with people who are working with people, you know, as a coach and helping people push past the things that are becoming roadblocks for them. So yeah, really appreciate it. And now I'd love for you to share with the audience and the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If anyone is interested in ever learning about how to invest in real estate and create that passive income for their family to get their time and energy back, then, you know, check us out. ZenCoachUniversity.com. That's our website. You can schedule a call directly with me that way. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, which is calvin.chin.rei on Instagram. So also a great way to get in hold of me. So thank you for having me, Sujit. I really appreciate the time.
Awesome. Well, I hope you check Calvin out. Listeners, thanks for coming on the show, Calvin, and we'll see you all next time.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.